The mythical muddle of Mushi the Bigfoot. In the depths of Greenwood Forest, where the whispers of the trees tell tales older than time, there lived a creature of myth and mirth known as Mushi the Bigfoot. Mushi was not your ordinary forest dweller. He was quite the character, with his large furry feet and a heart as big as his footprints. Contrary to what the songs and stories suggest, Mushi wasn't big and scary, but was actually quite friendly. He loved to dance with the rustling leaves and play hide-and-seek with the forest animals. Legends claimed that he could roar like thunder, yet all he could manage was a chuckle that rumbled softly like a tickled brook. One day, a rumor began to circulate that Mushi was quite a handful to house train, but that was a funny misconception. It wasn't that he wasn't well-mannered. The forest was his home, and house training simply didn't apply. In the wild, Mushi knew exactly where the blueberries were sweetest and the streams were clearest. His natural habitat provided everything he needed. Children would often giggle about the idea of having Mushi as a pet, but they knew, deep down, that creatures like Mushi were enchanting because they were wild and free. Plus, imagine trying to find a pair of shoes to fit those monstrous feet. The fun fact about Mushi was his love for music. It was said that on quiet nights, if you listened carefully, you could hear him tapping his giant toes to the rhythm of the forest's lullaby. This heartwarming fact made Mushi even more endearing to the folks living at the edge of the woods. And so, amidst laughter and good-natured tales, Mushi the Bigfoot continued to be the most iconic and perhaps the most misunderstood creature of American folklore, living his life with joy in the heart of the forest.